7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Friends, that is not the correct time. It is not 11:25 p.m. No, no. Oh, no. It is, in fact, 19:30 UTC, and that's the time at which we always begin. Ding! The Dubious Goals Committee! Yes, yes, yes. Once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And what am I doing? Oh, I just went to the drugstore. I had to get some cotton swabs. I ran out of cotton swabs. How do you run out of cotton swabs? I don't know. That's a thing that I do. It happened. So I had to go to the pharmacy. Went to the pharmacy and I noticed that they had liters of 91% isopropyl alcohol back in stock. They only had two. I bought two. So I got alcohol, cotton swabs, then I saw some Kleenexes, and I remembered, oh, I'm out of Kleenex, and this is sinus season, so that's what I have in this bag right here. Because I'm in my car. I'm sitting here in my car. Where am I? I'll give you a hint. I'm across the street from the old location of Taqueria Chingon, which is next door to Omaha Vacuum. Sales, parts, and service. Look at their sign going. That's right. If you guessed that I'm sitting in the parking lot of the laundromat, you are correct. Why am I here? Do I need to do some laundry? No. Well, actually, it's not that I have to do some laundry. I could do a load of laundry. Oh, there's a bird flying by. Who that bird is? Oh, it's just a crow. I thought it was maybe a hawk or something. Anyway. So I'm not here to do laundry. I was, you know, out driving around, running some errands, doing some stuff. On this very rainy, stormy, windy, and completely overcast day. And being as it was completely overcast, I thought, maybe we need to test out the light demodulator. Maybe we need to test out the light demodulator during the daytime. But it's dark, there's no direct sunlight. And I'm thinking that this sign that I'm parked right next to, as close as I can get, there's a parking space, then there's 3.5 to 4 meters of lawn before we get to the big sign, the big LED sign that's mounted on this brick pylon. Is this a pylon? Is this a stanchion? What is this exactly? My signage nomenclature fails me at this time. Oh boy. So yeah, you can probably hear lots of wind and rain whipped up against the windows types of sounds. Yeah, but that's not the sounds that we're interested in. Let's get this thing all plugged in. And as I do this, I just realized I've made a horrible, horrible mistake. Well, I don't know how horrible it actually is, but I forgot my headphones. I have no way to monitor this. Okay, this is when we look into the back seat of the car to see if there is any small headphones. Because usually, I used to keep an earphone, a single earphone with the little clip to go over the ear and everything. I used to keep one in the car at all times for just such precise emergencies as this. Oh, yes, 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 yes. And here it is. Okay, let's get back to work here. Plug the thing in. Plug the earphone in. Click. Is it in? Is it in? Okay. Are we on? Turn the amp on. Yes, I'm going to turn the amp up a little bit high to about here. All right, now we're going to hold the sensor up to the sign and... and... I hear nothing. More gain. More gain from the sensor. Oh, I heard something. I just heard a little bit of something. Oh, there it is. We need more gain. Gain me. I've got everything cranked up. The sensor's maxed out, the amp is maxed out, and the interface input is maxed out. Every once in a while I can just barely hear something. Right there. Okay, there's a little action. The problem might actually be the cable of the earphone. Is that why I'm not hearing it? Yeah, this connector is wonky, isn't it? And now, there it is. So we're getting a little bit of signal there. But I'm honestly not impressed. Should we try a different sign? Yeah, I don't know. Let's start killing this power. Maybe we just need a brighter sign. Now, that being the case, what should we do? Should we go down the street or should we go up the street? Because we could go to the church or we could go to the Boy Scouts. But if that blaster isn't doing it, I don't know if the church is going to work. I don't know. Yeah, maybe we should check the church. Maybe we should go over there, see if their sign will do any better just in case. I don't want to drive there, though. Let's warp there. Where's the warp button? You know, I'm in this new car. Well, it's not new, but it's new to me. New enough that I don't know where the warp button is. Is it these two red concentric triangles? No. Is it... oh, it's these three wavy lines by the moon? Oh, yes, that was it. And here we are in front of the church. So let's get this stuff powered up again. Oh, wow, I can hear something already. Let's get that... yeah, I'm getting a little bit of noise, and that's about it. See, there's something there a little bit. Ooh, there's their clock with the earth behind it. That's a pretty cool little graphic. Probably sounds better at night. It's 44 degrees Fahrenheit. On a blue field. Sunday service will be on Feastbook. Yeah, that's what kind of church this is. They're so holy that they can do their services on Facebook. Let's add some gain here, see if we can get some more noise out of this. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, okay. It's a little better. Are the raindrops on the windscreen causing any types of interference? I don't know. Maybe. But I'm very happy for this rain. Look. Well, there's a good one. Spring forward. Yeah, their sign is, 2 weeks behind the times? They still got daylight savings reminders on their sign. That's nice. And then the Rainbow Coexist logo, because everybody needs a Rainbow Coexist logo. Especially one made out of LEDs. A big LED Rainbow Coexist. Yeah. Huh. But now I have a dilemma. You need to understand something. I'm pretty hungry. I need to eat some food. And look what's right over there. How far away is that? 40 meters, 45 meters, I can see the little pylon, the little sign where I can order some carne asada tacos from my favorite taqueria. Yeah, that's the convenient thing about this church. Right next door to my favorite taqueria, one of their locations. And the drive-thru's right there. Nobody's in the drive-thru. I could just pull right up there. Dos carnitas tacos, por favor. What do I feel like doing? I don't even know. And when I don't know what to do, that means it's time to go to the music. Omar, how many times do I have to tell you? I'm not Alex. I'm Tobe. Alex is the guy in Clockwork Orange. So, anyway, I know what you're all thinking. I know what the entire committee is thinking right now. You're thinking, Tobe, you're so transparent. You just played Danza Kaduro by Don Omar. That's a pretty clear sign that you went through the drive-thru at the taqueria. Well, yeah, that happened. See, there was like I think it was an event horizon. There was an event horizon, and I accidentally sort of crossed over, and I got sucked into the drive-thru, and the next thing I heard was, Dos tacos carnitas, por favor. And the girl said, okay, drive around. And this is where it got crazy. This is where it got crazy for two reasons. Number one, when I pulled up to the window, I noticed two things immediately. Number one, the girl working the drive-thru was a new employee. And she looked really cute in her headset with the green LEDs on it. There was a green LED by the ear. There's a green LED on the mouthpiece. Oh, it was one chica bonita. A cultural treasure, a true cultural treasure. And I enjoyed speaking with her. And then I noticed on the window as I was waiting, you know, this is a real restaurant. This is a real taqueria. It's not instant food where you pay your money and then they hand you your food. You got to wait a few minutes while they make the food. Oh my God. But so I'm sitting there at the window and I notice that there's a sticker on the window showcasing four new products that they have. And three of them didn't really catch my interest. But the fourth one locked me in with laser-like focus. This new product was a cheesecake chimichanga. You heard me correctly. Cheesecake chimichanga. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, no, Tobe, that's just your new euphemism for that cute girl that works there. No, although she was kind of a cheesecake chimichanga. Cheesecake chimichanga is a thing that they have there. They're $4.99. I did not order one because I wouldn't be able to eat my tacos and the cheesecake. I can't eat dairy. Anyway, I got to get some enzymes. I'm going to get a whole handful of enzymes and I'm going to go back. And I'm going to order this cheesecake chimichanga to see what this is all about. Because this seems to imply that they're taking cheesecake and they're wrapping it up in dough and they're frying it. And, okay, I'm... Cheesecake chimichanga, people. I mean, come on. Yeah, you're thinking about it, aren't you? So was I. I was sitting there contemplating the cheesecake chimichanga when the cultural treasure returned to the window with my tacos carnitas, and I reluctantly had to leave. Oh, it's so funny. That place is so great. That location is especially funny because it's in one of those old Taco Bells. And when I say an old Taco Bell, I mean from the 60s or early 70s. You know, the brick ones that have the bell and everything, although the bell's been gone for decades. Regardless. So, Tobe, are you eating these tacos right now?
Girl. Yeah. What the hell do you think?
Oh, it's so spicy and delicious. Oh, and the carnitas are so perfect. They're so barky. They have a crisp bark on the edge. Oh, my God. It's like the perfect taco. So I've got my Tabasco sauce out. I got some green sauce from them. Oh, it's cultural treasure. Would you like any salsa with that? I'm like, sí, la verde. And she's like, mi hermano. No, that's not really what happened. That was just the fantasy that was running through my head. Oh my God, she was so beautiful. But anyway, yes, these tacos are incredibly delicious. And the only real downside, although I don't know if this is a downside, this is another one of those things that, is it a bug or is it a feature? But these particular tacos, these delicious carnitas tacos, are a little bit greasy.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409.
Slap. It doesn't matter how much Cuatro Zero Nuevo you have. 1981,
hey,
Mom.
That shines.
Say it in Spanish.
What have you two been up to?
Oh, we're just learning Espanol with Tobe. And I need to eat another taco, so let's listen to some more music. Con los Tigres del Norte.
Ya está cerrada. Con tres candados y remachada la puerta negra. Porque tus padres están celosos y tienen miedo que yo te quiera. de pensar que estando encerrada vas a dejar pronto de quererme. Pero la puerta ni 100 candados van a poder a mí detenerme.
That was Los Tigres del Norte, the Northern Tigers, with their song La Puerta Negra. I think that means the black door. I'm not sure. I don't actually habla español. You don't habla español either. Peppa has arrived. She thinks it's Katie Carnitas time. No, these are not kitty tacos. Kitty tacos are made out of ducks and pumpkins and peas. Yummy. Yeah, no, that's no, yeah. Mike, those are, no, kitty, carnitas are not for kitties. Okay, my cat is trying to eat my food, but that's fine. Los Tigres del Norte, massively huge band in the Spanish-speaking world. And I love these guys. These guys are dope as hell. And they always have the coolest suits, matching hats and jackets and stuff. What are you doing? This, you're not gonna like that. That's hot sauce. Yeah, see, that's what I thought. My cat just sniffed the top of the Tabasco bottle and ran off.
Yeah, too spicy for babies.
Too spicy for babies.
Whew, a little windy today, huh?
Yeah, and that's a good thing. OPPD generates electricity at wind farms right here in Nebraska.
Wind energy? I didn't know OPPD was into that.
That and more. Check it out at OPPD.com.
Huh, OPPD.com.
Well, I don't need to check that out because I'm already a devout worshiper of OPPD. But one thing I feel like I do need to check out is more Los Tigres del Norte. And I don't mean right now. I need to see these guys live. I am dying to see these guys play live. And if they ever come within 100 miles of here, I will go see them. 100 miles, that's what? 160 kilometers. If they ever come within 160 kilometers of me, I will go see this band because, damn, they are killer. Well, I mean, obviously I'm not going out in this weather. Still rainy and windy. We're having a nice storm. This is good rain, though. This is good rain. This is mushroom rain. This is the rain that's going to soak in. It started raining last night steadily at about sundown. And it's been raining slowly and steadily ever since. And so we're getting that good soaking rain, that good rain for mushrooms, and a good storm for OPPD. Because, you know, in a weak storm like this, where it's just windy and a little bit of rain, they don't have to worry about, you know, power lines being knocked down. So this is not the worst storm. This is not the second worst storm. It's not the third worst. It's probably not even the fourth. Oh, storms. Storms. Oh, I hear storm sound effects. Oh, it's so stormy and with storm sounds. Oh, the suspension builds. The suspense, it's building. Oh yeah, suspenseful music and then lightning and thunder. And now some peaceful music. But this is just not what I wanted. What do I want?
I would like to buy a hamburger.
No, I would not. I got tacos right here. And a cat trying to steal my tacos. We got a taco thief cat. Is that a thing? Carnitas kitty. No, she's actually standing over there a little bit. She's standing up, waiting for me to get done doing dubious goals committee and stuff so we can do some kitty business. Because my cat loves to fight.
Do you want to fight, baby dingins? Hey, galumpiner. Who's a galumpinitz over there you want to throw down?
I gotta throw that one in there every once in a while. That's Stalemate, the theme song, the opening theme tune to D-Fragments. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. I don't know why. Good tea. Yes, in case you're wondering, it's tea and taco time here at Action Base 5. With my trusty sidekick, Fluffy McFluffins Baduffins McGuppins. That's you. Now don't play... Oh, God. Now the cat's playing... Don't play with the cable for the solar panel. That's electricity. That's OPPD. My cat wants my attention, so she's trying to eat all the kitty spaghetti, chew on the expensive cables, and ruin all my stuff. You know, I think it was Jazzmass who suggested that my cat might be a Eurorack enthusiast, and I have to agree, but we'll discuss it on another Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on a non-radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta eat the last taco, drink some tea, and then I gotta watch some football highlights, and obviously I gotta deal with my cat, get into some kitty business, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.